Everybody's talking.
Mr. Pospisil, Minister Kavan's visit came at a time when negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority are being held at Camp David in the United States. Did this fact influence the talks?
Yes, of course. We arrived to Israel in a very important time, not only for Israel, but for the whole region. And so, given the fact that during our official visit, the negotiations in Camp David took place, unfortunately, we couldn't meet with all politicians and important people we were scheduled to. But I think that our visit was very successful. In Israel, we could meet with Minister Kavan's counterpart, Minister of Foreign Affairs Levy, with Minister of Justice, Minister Beilin. We visited Palestine as well, and it was very nice to see that both in Israel and in Palestine we are considered as very close friends, and this friendship, this very close relationship has a very long history with Israel, for instance. It was many times mentioned and repeated that the independent state of Israel could become a reality partly because of a great contribution of then Czechoslovakia. And even if then the relationship had been frozen for a very long time, since 1990, we again got back to the right track, and now the relationship is excellent. The mutual potential of Czech-Israeli and Czech-Palestinian relations is very great, and unfortunately hasn't been fully utilized so far, especially with respect to the trade volume. So,
Trade was very high on the agenda during Minister Kavan's visit.
Definitely it was.
Were any contracts signed?
We have very close contacts with Israel, so even before we arrived, there's been a free trade agreement in place. Israel is the only country in the region we have visa-free arrangement. During our visit, we signed, for instance, an agreement on social cooperation. In Palestine, the top of the agenda of our visit was that we opened our permanent mission in Ramallah, and this can enhance our involvement in Palestine. And it's necessary to stress that Czech Republic is the only country from the region of Central and Eastern Europe which is among donors countries next to countries like the United States and European Union countries.
Donor countries? In what sense?
In what sense? For instance, we participated in the electrification of one very huge area, which is called Tubas, consisting of many villages, and we want to build on this achievement, and we want to bring Czech firms in who would continue in this project on the commercial level, and there will be tender launched, and we hope that Czech firms have a very good chance to succeed.
This is Palestinian territory?
Yes, this is Palestinian territory. This is Tubas, which is a region containing many, many villages. And the main target of the project is to provide people of this region with electricity. And so Czech companies would be able to build there some power station, small power station, and of course Czech firms could participate even in some larger projects. And then back to business in Israel, for instance, there is a very interesting project underway, which is a pipeline between Egypt and Israel, and again Czech firms could participate here, and state tender will be launched very soon, and we were encouraged by our Israeli partners to take part in it. Then what we can offer is that Israel Israeli are complaining about highly polluted rivers and waters in the Palestine territory. So here we can come up with our experience with cleaning these waters, because since 1990 we've made a very impressive step ahead in dealing with our polluted waters. Then in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, in Haifa, in all these three cities, they have certain problems with public transportation. They want to come up with certain novelties, and so we think that again we can participate and we can provide these three cities with buses, trolley buses, cable cars with respect to Haifa, for instance. So it means that there are lots of opportunities how to bring Czech firms in, and this Kavan's visit was very successful in opening the doors for the Czech firms, but now it is up to Czech firms to step over the threshold and to enter these open doors. And if this is going to happen, then we can label this visit as a very, very successful one.
That visit also had its personal aspects. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the minister's visit to the Holocaust Memorial. Yeah. Were you there?
Of course, and it was very, very moving. I've been to Holocaust Museum in Washington in the United States, but I think that Yad Vashem Memorial is even more moving, especially the memorial which is dedicated to the children victims, who the number reached up to 1.5 million kids killed in concentration camps.
Many of them Czechs and Slovaks.
And it's true that even my minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jan Kavan, has Jewish ancestors, and his grandmother died in Auschwitz.
He found her name there, didn't he?
He found her name in the archive of Yad Vashem Memorial, so it has this very, very personal level for Minister Kavan as well.
There were other connections with Czechs in the past. I know that you also visited the Masaryk kibbutz.
Yeah. So it was very nice. Kfar Masaryk kibbutz was for us very interesting because we could find the Masaryk's library there, a very well maintained archive dating back to the 20s, 30s, and there are lots of pictures portraying Mr. Havel's visit in this kibbutz in 1990. So it was for us a very special occasion.
So there is a Czech Israeli tradition to fall back on.
Definitely. And everywhere we've been to, there were voices saying that we are true friends of